God is good. God is good. And all the time, the devil is bad. And all the time, who has the gifts? Are you awake? Who has the gifts? You can do better than that. Wake up. Who has the gifts? Who is your friend? Who is your friend? Do we all have friends? Do we all have friends? Do we go for sleepover? Your perfect friend is Jesus. Jesus is our perfect friend. He is that perfect friend who will come through for us in difficult times, in our struggles, in our moments of sickness and pain. Jesus is that perfect friend who will never give up on us and who will always be with us. Love is a command. Friendship is a choice. Choose your friends well. Who has the gifts? I take that again. Love is a command. Friendship is a choice. Choose your friends with care. Anybody who doesn't help you to grow, who doesn't help you to come closer to Christ, is not a good friend. Choose a friend who helps you to grow. Choose a friend who brings you closer to Christ. Jesus chose friends. He chose friends. And one of them was Simon Peter and Andrew, his brother. So two of them, they were from the same house. God is good. God is good. Are we sleeping? Come on, it's the morning. Wake up. Who has the gift? Are you awake now? You want to take a nap? Come on, not in church. God, you are awake. So Jesus went to the house of Peter and Andrew. And Peter's mother-in-law was not feeling well. She was not feeling well. Jesus, as our friend who will come through for us when we are not feeling well, when dad is not feeling well, when mom is not feeling well, when your brother or your friend is not feeling well, Jesus will always come through for us. The same way he went to the mother-in-law of Peter and he healed her. Jesus healed her. And we are told that evening they brought all their friends. They brought all their friends. That is why Jesus is our perfect friend. We choose friends who will bring us to Jesus. We choose friends who will tell us to pray. We choose friends who will bring us to adoration, who will bring us to confession. These are the perfect friends. And they brought all their friends and relatives to Jesus. And Jesus healed all of them. The healing love of Jesus is always available to all of us. And after healing them, Jesus went out to pray. Today, I am going to teach you a very simple prayer. Are you ready? Are you ready? Can we all get up? Just get up. Are you ready to learn the simple prayer? Are you ready to learn the simple prayer? Are you ready or you are not? There was a small boy like us who will always go to church the first thing when he gets to school. And he will go before the Blessed Sacrament. His name was Tim. Tim. He goes before the Blessed Sacrament like we have at the side chapel. And then he will genuflect. Jesus, this is Tim. And then he'll get up and leave. So this prayer, I will also say, Jesus, this is Father John. Deacon Oran will say, Jesus, this is Deacon Oran. Emily will say, Jesus, this is Emily. 3 seconds. Then he will leave. One day, our little Tim was crossing the road. And as he was crossing, a car ran over him. Everybody thought Tim was dead. Tim got up. Nothing happened to him. And they asked him, what did you just do? He said, I just saw a man who said to me, Tim, this is Jesus. And it was him that the car ran over, not me. This is a very short prayer I want us to learn. We are going to say it together. I am going to say, Jesus, this is Father John. And you will say, Jesus, this is, and you mention your name. Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
So Deacon Oran will come to the microphone and say, Jesus, this is Deacon Oran. I will say, Jesus, this is Father John. And you will say, Jesus, this is, then you mention your name. We go together. Jesus.
This is Deacon Oran.
Say it together. All of us. 1, 2, 3. Jesus. This is Father John. One more. Jesus, this is Father John. One more time. Jesus, this is Father John. Sit down. Now you can sit down. Anytime you come to the Blessed Sacrament, just go before Jesus, genuflect with reverence, and say your name. Jesus, this is Miles. Jesus, this is Maxwell. Jesus, this is Agnes. Jesus, this is Tim. Jesus, this is Philly. And I will say, Jesus, this is Father John.